For Anna Eskamani, the killing of Iranian General Soleimani has made a tough situation even more difficult. Eskamani is a Democratic lawmaker in Florida's State House. She represents the Orlando area. She's also Iranian-American.
My first reaction is complete shock and concern. Concern for the lives of our American troops and officials abroad alongside innocent civilians in these countries is definitely where my mind is and where my heart is right now.
The news broke sometime yesterday evening. What did you do when you first heard that news? I know you've got family in Iran, right?
I do. One of the first things I did was actually reach out to my family through different social media platforms to see what their reactions are and how they are feeling. I did talk to one of my cousins last night who is concerned about the potential war between our two countries. A lot of rumors swirling in Iran right now as well about what the retaliation might be. Ultimately, there is a desire by many in Iran for a democratic Iran. And we know this country is one with a dark history of human rights violations, but I think we're all concerned in the future of a never-ending war, much like this our country has seen in the past.
In Iran, what do you think that might mean for communicating with your loved ones?
It becomes more and more challenging. And I think part of the struggle, too, when it comes to the Trump administration's approach to Iran is that so many of the decisions negatively impact innocent people. One example is the travel ban, which has prohibited thousands of Iranians from being able to stay connected to loved ones here in the United States, from attending university here in the United States, from visiting their family back in Iran. So at this point, when there's no end in sight to the travel ban, when there's no end in sight to escalation, so many Iranians feel like they're caught between two governments who don't care about them.
So in Florida, your Republican colleagues like U.S. Representative Michael Waltz tweeted that the killing was a, quote, bold, decisive, and frankly, long overdue move. U.S. Senator Rick Scott tweeted, his death sends a clear message. Acts of aggression against the U.S. won't be tolerated. Those are pretty highly charged comments about a place where, as you said, you've got family. How do those words strike you?
There's no doubt that this general is and was an evil man. But setting the precedent of assassination in other countries to pursue what often feels more like a political agenda than one that is geopolitically smart or strategic is concerning to me. And it's concerning to anyone in this world who desires peace over war.
What are you hearing from your Iranian American constituents in Florida, specifically those people?
Yeah, my district doesn't have a large Iranian-American community, but we've heard from Iranian-Americans across the country, and we've heard from our constituents who aren't Iranian-Americans. And the overarching consensus is no to war.
I'm curious, Representative Eskamani, what space is there for you as a state lawmaker in Florida to address this issue thousands of miles away?
Sometimes you feel helpless, not just as someone who lives in the United States and is watching protesters be stifled abroad, is trying to talk to family when internet shuts down. I mean, it's all very personal at different levels. I think the biggest role that I can play is education, because I think there's also just a deep lack of understanding of the long history between the United States and Iran, whether it's pre-revolution or post-revolution. So I feel like part of my responsibility is to help teach what I know about the history between our two countries, and to also try to break bread over what we have in common. And actually, we hosted the first ever Persian New Year party in the Florida Capitol this past year. And we had 150 people attend, including many Republican lawmakers who might one day run for Congress and be in a position where they're going to make choices around foreign policy. So I think my hope as the first Iranian-American elected in any public office in Florida is to help foster that peace long term through ways we can find commonality and hopefully avoid any type of war today and in the future.
Anna Eskamani is a Democratic lawmaker in the Florida State House of Representatives representing the Orlando area. Thank you very much, Anna.
Thank you.